The $800 million MGM project entails the building of a casino, hotel, parking garage, retail stores, restaurants, and amenities such as a bowling alley. First, some buildings now on the site of the future casino will be demolished, and others, deemed historic in nature, must be rehabbed. All the work takes place on just 14 acres adjacent to the city's central business district. Hunter Clayton, who calls himself MGM's construction guy, actual title, Executive Vice President of Development, MGM Resorts International, said it is a unique and special project.
A lot of moving parts, but at the end of the day, once you're done, you're sitting in the middle of a downtown environment, and it's a pedestrian-friendly type of integrated resort, so we're excited.
It is a project that will take a lot of manpower to pull off. Clayton said anyone who has a trade or some type of experience in construction likely has an opportunity to find work on it.
Steel workers, concrete placement, finishers, fit out, drywall, paint, roof, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, technicians, and engineers.
Earlier this month, MGM hosted a construction and vendor fair in Springfield to publicly detail hiring plans and diversity goals and the state regulatory requirements to get a job building or supplying the project. An estimated 400 business owners, contractors, and tradesmen attended the meeting.
Our real focus is to engage local contracting communities in the project areas that we're developing in, primarily to make sure that we maximize on that local participation.
MGM has said the project will result in 2,000 construction jobs. Dan DiAlma, president of the Pioneer Valley Building Trades Council, said it's a great opportunity.
Throughout the building trades, we've got about 30 to 35% unemployment. So this is definitely the economic lift we need. You know, I mean, it's there's some of my members have been foreclosed upon, and now there's an opportunity here.
MGM has agreed to diversity goals for the construction workforce of 15% minorities, 6.9% women, and 8% veterans. A provision in the host community agreement with the city of Springfield requires MGM to purchase $50 million in goods and services annually from local suppliers. Some of the business is set aside for minority, women, or veteran-owned businesses. Before any business can become an MGM vendor, it must register with the Massachusetts Gaming Commission and, in some cases, receive a license. Lori Shaw Lee of Santee Builders said she was unaware of the regulatory requirements until she attended the MGM outreach meeting.
We're going to just have to make a plan so that we can register with them and become a vendor and get on that list and go through the process.
The Gaming Commission next month is expected to vote on MGM's design and construction plans and its affirmative action hiring program. Commissioner Bruce Stebbins said a consultant has been hired to monitor the day-to-day construction of the casino and report back to the commission. Also, there will be a periodic audit to assure MGM meets the hiring goals.
It's ongoing monitoring, making sure they meet their goals, and if they're not meeting their goals, having them tell us why.
MGM expects to begin soliciting bids early next year for contractors. The construction will take 30 to 34 months to complete, with the peak construction employment occurring in 2016, according to MGM officials. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.